"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeart Radio app. We're on from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand, and you can listen to whatever you missed. And I did an hour-long interview this morning with my wife on her her video podcast. It's called Deborah Cobell Live. She's been doing it for years. And I was the honored guest this morning. It's an hour-long interview on the history of the John and Ken Show. A lot of stuff about the very early days back in New Jersey. So if you're interested in it, look for Deborah Cobell Live on YouTube or Facebook, and enjoy it. And it'll be up there forever. So watch it tonight. It was actually fun. A little nerve-wracking for me. But I'm kind of held hostage on camera.
Why would it be nerve-wracking? I mean, it's your wife asking you questions.
I don't know, but I thought you might want to make me feel uncomfortable. And just to play around
and
with me.
And did she?
Towards the end, she wanted to me to describe how I would describe myself at home. And then she described what she thought I was like at home.
Just that alone is enough for people to want to watch.
I was going
to
say, I'm tuning in just for that.
Yeah, yes,
okay.
Me too.
Well, there's a little bit of disagreement on that. But what am I going to do? Can't walk off.
Well, you could, you'd be sleeping on the couch tonight.
That's right. So I just had to agree with her assessment. Anyway, you watch that. Deborah Cobell Live on YouTube and on Facebook. And we are going to talk now with Lou Shapiro, the attorney, right before the news. We played you some clips of Nancy Mace, Marjorie Taylor Greene. These are Republicans who are on this House committee, oversight committee. And Hunter Biden is under many investigations, not only for his tax evasion charges, and he's facing an arraignment tomorrow in Los Angeles here over that, but also what he's been doing all these years, collecting money from mysterious Ukrainians, mysterious Chinese businessmen, money that's funneled through a myriad of LLCs, business deals, multiple Bidens getting money from these businessmen in these countries, selling access to Joe Biden. You know the general outlines of the story. We're going to talk to Lou Shapiro, and he's going to explain what was going on today, because Hunter Biden showed up at the committee hearing that he refused to testify at, and it caused some chaos and mayhem. Lou, how are you?
Good to hear from you. What, you mean to tell me you're not collecting millions of dollars while sitting on a foreign company while doing this show?
I wish I was. I have nobody to sell influence for. What did give us an outline of why did he show up in front of a committee to sit in the audience when he won't testify before the committee in private?
Right. So the background is, for the listeners quickly, is that the House Oversight Committee is deciding whether or not to hold him in contempt of Congress because he is refusing to submit to a private deposition. His demand is, I'll submit to a deposition, but I want it to be public. I want everybody to be able to hear it. I'm not doing anything in private. And there's no meeting of the minds there. So at that impasse, they have to decide, are we going to hold him in contempt or not? And that was what the discussion was for today. Nothing to do with Biden testifying today. So the surprise element is, while they're deciding basically how to, we'll call it, punish somebody or punish the student that's misbehaving, in comes into the room the student who's misbehaving. And they're just shocked, flabbergasted. And that's why May said what she says. Like, how can you, on one hand, not respond properly to a deposition that you've been invited to or asked to attend, subpoenaed to, really? And at the same time, be here when we're discussing what to do when you didn't show up to it. And that's where it all went nuts.
So this was a staged stunt that he pulled, I guess, to send the message that, hey, I'm willing to testify, but it has to be in public.
Yes. And he did this also the previous time not too long ago, also where he, instead of entering into the room when he was subpoenaed to be there, he actually did a speech outside the area explaining how he is being, you know, wrongfully treated and so forth.
And they want to question him about his business dealings and possibly selling access to his father.
Right. There is an idea that potentially this leads all the way up to when his father was vice president and had the ear of the president during that time. Did Hunter Biden basically tell people around the world, hey, if you want access to the president through my father, help me out and I'll help you out?
Well,
That's the overall smell.
The whole story seems obvious to me because it wasn't too long ago he was a crack addict living in a tent on Skid Row here in Los Angeles. And suddenly he arises from the dead and he's pulling in millions of dollars from countries that, you know, we're doing high-end business, political business with. And his dad's the vice president. I mean, and you look at all those LLCs and you look at all the checks distributed to so many family members. Obviously, there was something dirty going on. I don't think that's going out on a limb.
And just to take what you're saying one step further, if you remember at that time, the famous Trump phone call to the Ukrainian president, right? Can you do me a favor? And that led to a whole impeachment uproar. At the same time, when Hunter Biden is sitting on a Ukrainian company collecting millions of dollars, I don't even know if the guy can speak the language.
So, I mean, is this going to go anywhere? I mean, the case can get incredibly complicated. I mean, they had so much money moving around in so many different directions with all these fake shell corporations and LLCs and distributing checks to like 9 different family members. Is there any way to pull it together so the average person would understand it?
Look, at the end of the day, the president himself is in charge. They'll say he's not, but he is in charge of the DOJ. The DOJ, the president has the pardoning power at the end of the day, right? So the DOJ or Congress, the House, they can do whatever they want to say, we're going to hold Hunter Biden in contempt and issue some sort of a punishment, but it's going to go nowhere because his father is the president of the United States. And he can pardon him. And, of course, he said, I'm not going to pardon my son. But there's a big difference between what he said he's going to do and what he actually does. He could always say, well, I said I wasn't going to pardon him under those conditions. But then it turned into a political witch hunt, got out of control, and I had to step in for the benefit of the country and put this to bed. Some kind of speech like that could.
Yeah. Now the tax charges, he's getting arraigned here in Los Angeles tomorrow. Is that right?
Right. He's getting arraigned on the tax charges. And this kind of thing cuts both ways because – you're not going to make anybody happy. One side's going to say the only reason these tax charges and other more severe charges have come up was because the sweetheart deal was aired out in the last court date. That made everybody unhappy. There's an election year. So obviously the DOJ has to appear to be more tough on things. And the other side will say, you know, he's being targeted just because of his father, that normally you never see a prosecution like this on somebody like a Hunter Biden. The government would never put so many resources into it. And it's just one crazy story after another in the news.
It was a lot of tax money he didn't pay, though, right? It was a significant amount. This wasn't $100.
Right. It's a significant amount of money, but at the same time, most people, if you speak to IRS specialists, they'll try to negotiate first with the IRS oftentimes to work out some kind of, you know, payment plan going back over a few years and see if it can be rectified that way administratively. We don't see in the criminal context many tax cases being filed just solely on a tax issue. Often we'll see it as a part of another bigger scheme, like a drug trafficking scheme or something like that.
All right, because according to CNN, and this story is from July, prosecutors said in court that Hunter Biden didn't pay between $1.1 million and $1.5 million in taxes. To a normal person, that seems like a huge amount of money. I think the average person would say, hey, if I didn't pay $1.5 million in taxes, I think, yeah, I would be going to jail.
But you think that, but again, if you speak to people who play in that sandbox, there's a lot of people who have unpaid taxes. It may not be on that high of an amount, but nevertheless, the IRS still will want to work out payment plans. At the end of the day, they want the money back. That's what they really want. And if they can get the money back without having to spend criminal resources on it, that's usually going to be the first attempt.
This is the money funneled from these mysterious companies that he was connected to in China and Ukraine?
Well, see, that's the bigger story. That's where you would think you would see the real prosecution, right? Was there money laundering here? That's where we, as criminal lawyers, that's where we play in. And that's what we see in the federal court context. If that was brought on, if it was evidence of that and they were charging him, that would seem more, okay, this is normal stuff to see. But what we're seeing right now play out is not normal from either angle.
Yeah, because the general overviews I've read about the case, it was a maze of payments going in all these different directions to all these different Bidens from these mystery companies, and nobody could even pinpoint what Hunter Biden exactly does. Like, if he's not selling access and basically taking bribes, then what is he doing with all these companies? Again, he was a crack addict in a Skid Row tent a few years ago.
And that's exactly why the House Oversight Committee wants to sit down with him in a deposition and ask him these very questions. Take us through these trails. What was this company formed for? And so forth.
All right. Well, Lou, thanks very much for coming on.
You got it.
All right. Lou Shapiro, attorney, trying to explain the Hunter Biden circus this morning at in the House of Representatives, where there was a Senate Oversight Committee. We had a little cut to play. Just play this cut number two. This is just the audio of the media surrounding Hunter Biden. He had shown up at this Oversight Committee, which he will not submit to deposition for us in private. Play the clip. Cut number two.
Did you show up to test?
Why did you show up today? Why did you put your dad on speakerphone if he had nothing to do with your business? You put him on speakerphone multiple times to talk to your business partners. Why did you do that?
You know, this is another one of those great stupid media rituals. You have a guy who's under indictment, maybe in contempt of Congress. He clearly is not talking. And then the reporters chase him, yelling all their inane questions, knowing he's not going to answer. It's it's like a religious ritual they go through all the time.
Someone asked him what his favorite kind of crack was. And if he was smoking crack today.
More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
The Iowa caucuses are next week, followed shortly after by the New Hampshire primary. And we're going to tell you more about that because it looks like Chris Christie is dropping out of the Republican race in just a minute. But we're giving away cash now.
Now, your chance to win $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Pay. That's pay, P-A-Y. Enter it now at KFIAM640.com/cash.
Pay. That's the secret word at KFIAM640.com/cash. You have to enter the keyword at that website. If you win, you'll be sent an email telling you won. Check your junk and spam folder for it, too. Listen to KFI. There's a winning keyword every hour, every weekday. From 9:20 in the morning with Gary and Shannon to 5:20 with Conway. By then, you'd be just exhausted. Next chance to win with us, 3:20 here on KFI. Just keeping track on TV. Chris Christie's walking into a big room where he's going to drop out of the presidential race momentarily. The New Hampshire primary is coming up shortly after the Iowa caucuses, which I think are on Monday.
And then we have a debate tonight.
And there's a debate between
DeSantis and Haley.
Haley tonight, yeah. And I think Donald Trump has a town hall tonight as well on Fox, and DeSantis and Haley are debating on CNN. So we're getting into the heat of the season. Not that any of this matters. I mean, it's impossible to believe. It really is impossible to believe, considering how many people don't like Biden and Trump combined. But Biden doesn't seem to be dropping out, and Trump seems to be surviving all his messes. And this is what we get to vote on. And it's this Chris Christie dropping out is important only in that Nikki Haley is her polling in New Hampshire is getting closer to Trump. She's within about 7 points. And some of Christie's following may go to Nikki Haley. He had a double-digit following in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a much more moderate state. So that's he's decided that he doesn't want to be, he so hates Trump that he doesn't want to have Trump win just because the anti-Trump vote was divided among too many candidates. So that's where that is going. Now, we were talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, all their corruption. The Biden White House is under assault from the inside. Did you hear what Jodie Foster said the other day?
No, what did she say?
Jodie Foster was giving an interview, and almost as an aside, she said she's having trouble with younger workers that she's hired with her production company. Because they're basically their work ethic sucks.
Well, we even know that, right? We talk about that all the time.
Oh, I know. No, I hate to stereotype generations, but there is some kind of generational malfunction going on. Because everyone I know who is aware of the hiring practices in a workplace and has to deal with recently hired workers said that you're getting a lot of bizarre attitudes coming out of college.
Now, do you think that the pandemic brought this on, or was this happening before the pandemic?
I think both of it.
Yeah.
I think during the pandemic, people got used to sitting in their pajamas and fuzzy slippers.
Right.
And having to go into work and dealing with people every day is just overloaded their system.
And when they were told to go back, they're saying, no, and I don't want to go back.
And I think people have absorbed TikTok culture to a large extent. You have all these weird, trendy influencers. I see these stories. I don't go on social media to watch this stuff. That would be an incredible waste of your life. But apparently there are influencers who promote lazy girl jobs where you're just supposed to do the absolute minimum, do it from home so nobody really notices that you're not working. And spend the rest of the time pampering yourself. You don't marry a rich guy, right? It's not like you take that route where you marry a rich guy and use his money to pamper yourself. This is you earning a minimum amount of money, doing a minimum amount of work, and just lazing around until life passes and your eggs rot.
It's so crazy. I mean, I remember when I was in college and I had 5 internships. I mean, I worked my butt off, right? I was very driven and I wanted the job. I worked weekends. I worked Saturday and Sunday mornings at a radio station while I was in college. I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? In college. People these days, they would never do. Well, I shouldn't say people these days, but so many people that I talk to,
yeah,
like, no way would I do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, people just want things just handed to them, it seems like.
Well, Jodie Foster said, you know, she gets a young woman calling up and saying, I'm not going to be in until about 10:30 today. I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. What the hell does that mean? I'm not feeling it. They don't want to come in because I just want to lay in the house for a few hours.
Well, then you need to get fired and find somebody else if there is somebody else that does feel like coming in.
Because I'm like you. I was very driven, too, since I was about 14. And I can't stand being around people who want to lay around because they're not feeling it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to smack them. So it's like, so go home. Get out of here. And they talk about wanting work-life balance. You're 24. You've got nothing to balance. You haven't accomplished anything.
You need to prove yourself.
Yes. And that's going to lead into what I wanted to talk about, because apparently even the president is dealing with this, where all these low-level young staff members are upset over his decisions. And they are writing anonymous letters and publicizing them. And whether you agree or disagree with his decision, he's the president. You're 25 years old, and your resume is 1/12 of an inch thick. You haven't done anything yet. Nobody's going to sit and listen to your opinion. Nobody gives a crap what you think. And we were there. Nobody gave a crap what we thought, and they shouldn't. We didn't know anything. The hardest thing when you're of a younger age is to realize you think you know stuff, but then years later you look back and you realize you didn't know much. But you do the work. You do the work and you earn your right to tell the president off. I'll get into this because this is actually broader than just Joe Biden and Jody Foster. This seems to be spread throughout society. And I think a lot of these people grew up in such a closed TikTok social media environment exacerbated by the COVID lockdown that a very strange culture has crawled out from out of the cave, and it's really difficult to deal with if you are driven and focused.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating melon serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John Kobelt on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you want to see me interviewed by my wife, Deborah Kobelt, she's got a video podcast called Deborah Kobelt Live. You can get it on YouTube or Facebook. We recorded it at 10 this morning. You should go watch it. She interviewed me for an hour on the history of the John and Ken show. So that's Deborah Kobelt Live on YouTube, Facebook, and other audio places as well. And enjoy it. You're going to find out a lot of stuff about our early days that you might have never heard before. All right. Chris Christie is in the middle of dropping out of the race. He had some percentage of the vote in New Hampshire, but nothing that was going to get him ahead of Donald Trump. So he's dropping out, and maybe his vote merges with Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley. There is a significant anti-Trump vote in the Republican Party in New Hampshire. Not much anywhere else, but in New Hampshire, somebody could squeeze out a surprise. Iowa's probably going to go to Trump big time on Monday. Now, we were talking before the news. Well, first, Jody Foster came out with a comment in an interview about how she's kind of had it up to here with Generation Z and hiring them because they just don't want to work. And she talked about one woman who called in and said, I'm not going to be in till about 10:30 because I'm just not feeling it. And then she also corrected somebody's spelling or grammar in an email. Apparently a sloppy email was sent to Jody Foster, and she said, you got to get this together. And that person protested. The girl said, oh, but that is so limiting. Like, she wants the right to express herself.
Wait, it's limiting?
It's limiting to follow spelling and grammar traditions. Yeah.
She's limiting herself by misspelling stuff and having bad grammar.
You look uneducated. And stupid. See, nobody wants to use those words and tell these people that, no, really, you come across as stupid. Nobody's interested in your reasoning here.
Don't make an excuse. Just do better.
Yeah, spell better. It's, with spell check now?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Spell check undoes correct spelling often. That happens to me all the time when I text. They come up with other words. It's like, no, I wanted this word. You turned it into a different word. Anyway. This idea, this is happening in a lot of newsrooms because the reason a lot of the news coverage has gone awry, places like the New York Times and the El Segundo Times, is that a lot of the staff members revolt if they don't like the way stories are being covered. And they're literally in their mid-20s, just out of college, and they have been indoctrinated in this progressive ideology. Their editors, even if they're liberal, are normal and adhere to old journalistic tenets. Well, and these new 20-somethings don't want to hear about it. They believe in advocacy, opinion coverage, not necessarily factual coverage or balanced coverage. And it's made it a real headache to try to go through the news every morning. Trust me, all right? And now it's infected the Biden administration. This was in Politico, that protest culture has exposed a generation gap between young staffers and their older bosses. Once Biden decided to back Israel against Hamas, well, all the progressives who were taught in college just a few years ago that Israel is committing apartheid, is a racist oppressor of the Palestinians, you've heard all that nonsense, right? Well, they started writing letters, anonymous letters. That's what's funny, is they're cowardly. They don't put their names to the letters, but they release them publicly. The news media gets a hold of them, and it becomes a cheap news story. It's like, wow, there's a revolt brewing about between young progressive staff members and the Biden administration. And one of Clinton's old campaign strategists, James Carville, said, there's this whole you're not the boss of me attitude now. I might work for you, but I have my own views. Carville said when he worked for Clinton, if you didn't like his policies, the idea that you go public with that would be insane. You just wouldn't do that. Wouldn't cross your mind. In fact, another Clinton campaign strategist, Paul Begala, said the bargain that a staffer strikes has always been this. You get to influence the decisions of the most powerful government in the history of the world. In exchange for that influence, you agree to back the final decision, even if it goes against your advice. If confronted with a decision that crosses your ethical, moral, social, political line, the choice is clear. Shut up and support it or resign. And instead now they leak it to the media and the Biden administration officials don't want to hear about it. And the one thing is, the big insult is when you fight back on this stuff. It's like, well, you're old. It's like, no, I'm right. You know, They're the ones who are anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-xenophobe, transphobe, all that. But their only comeback when you tell them that they're wrong is you're old. So being ageist is okay. You can mock somebody's opinion because they're older than you. But all the other isms and phobe behavior, that's off limits. And the truth is they can't back up their claims very often because they're not educated. They're not knowledgeable. They don't know what they don't know. They've got so much one-sided progressive indoctrination in school, they don't know what the real world is about. And they don't know how to handle the real world. And you combine that with their lack of drive because they want their work-life balance. And these are people that are just toxic. You don't want them in the building. You don't want them in your office. One senior White House official said, what they don't know is Joe Biden, and that doesn't work on him. This is not an effective way to get attention. The staffers who think that writing letters or resigning is going to put pressure on the White House, that makes the president more reticent to engage. And his advisors more reticent to engage. And it says, for a younger generation of activists, these type of analysis seem painfully outdated. In college and afterward, they marched in rallies in eras of mass protests against the police, for example. It's like, yeah, that worked out. Your great idea about defunding the police? Go to Portland, go to Seattle, go to Minneapolis. Go talk to the people who had to live with the results of your protests. Because some of these protests had an influence on the cowardly progressive politicians in these cities. So they pulled the police out, and there's all kinds of mayhem and bloodshed. The thing is, they're fighting for ideas that are stupid, just flat out stupid, that you can't build a civilization around. And so many people in government are so scared and so cowed by them. That was what was wrong with Garcetti and a lot of the city council members. They caved into these homeless advocates. They were afraid of them. I was told by several people, the homeless advocates would bang on the doors of city hall officials and scare everybody in their offices. And so everybody caved in. And that's what in part led to the homelessness run rampant. That's why the city would not police the streets anymore and get the homeless off the sidewalks, out of the parks, out of the tents, because they were afraid of these crazy activists who in turn are financed by a lot of silly rich boys. But you can never cower. You can never be afraid of these people. You can never be afraid of being called names, being insulted, being stereotyped in some way. You've got to fight back immediately. They've gained too much ground, and they're stupid, and their policies are stupid, and they can't back them up. They really can't. All right, more coming up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Deborah's got the news at 3, and then we're going to talk to LA County Deputy DA Todd Hicks. He is suing George Gascon for retaliation. There are many, many deputy DAs who are suing George Gascon for retaliation because that's what Gascon does to try to shut up his critics. We will explain his situation. He'll be on the air with us coming up right after 3 o'clock. Live on Instagram, too. There you go. All right. We were talking about just all the irritating woke progressive people in the world who's making life miserable. They're back in action in San Francisco. The delusion of local politicians who want to announce their opposition to wars 8,000 miles away. The Board of Supervisors. Now, the Board of Supervisors rule over San Francisco, which is the most, probably the most dysfunctional large city in the country. There are even worse cities to live in, but they're smaller, like Oakland. They have what amounts to a war zone in some neighborhoods. But they had time Tuesday to vote for a resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. It was approved on an 8-3 vote. And they have demanded a ceasefire, a release of hostages, humanitarian aid, and they want to condemn everything, anti-Semitic, anti-Palestinian behavior, Islamophobic rhetoric. Why don't you vote for a ceasefire in the Tenderloin District? How about you vote for a no-drug zone in the Tenderloin District? How about a car theft ceasefire? I don't understand how they think. It would seem so foolish to be making demands for something that you know you have zero control over when your own neighborhood, your own city is a national joke and a disaster. It's one of the most dangerous places in the entire country. And you're pretending to understand the Israeli-Gaza situation? It's just wacko ego behavior, I guess, right? They're just big ego bags that they think what they say matters. You know, if people would listen to you if you weren't so incompetent with your own neighborhood districts. And also, this question has to be asked. We mentioned this earlier this week. What does Gavin Newsom do with Bill Clinton when Clinton vacations with him in New Mexico, which he's been doing this week? Clinton, while all the revelations came out about his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein and the teenage girls, and there might be videotapes of Clinton having sex with teenage girls, and all that dirtiness that's been swirling around him, he's next seen in Mexico in a golf cart with Gavin Newsom and Newsom's wife, Jennifer. And you have to wonder, what the hell are they talking about? I mean, why would Newsom take a guy who clearly has some connection to this massive pedophilia sex scandal? At least Prince Andrew has the good sense to hide inside his house. But Clinton flaunts all this stuff, and now it's really getting gross. Now this teenage stuff and Epstein, it's really getting disgusting. I mean, that whole Monica Lewinsky situation was not an aberration. Why would Newsom want to be pictured with him? Well, you know, Newsom has his own sexual baggage in his past. What did he do? He went after he had an affair with his chief of staff's wife. Was that it? Yeah. And then blamed it on his alcohol problem. Well, that's who you want to spend time with. Jesus. All right, we come back. L.A. Deputy District Attorney Todd Hicks, he is now suing George Gascon for retaliation. There's just an endless list. And we are getting close. We're going to go into overdrive very soon because we're just, maybe 7 weeks away from the primary day where Gascon could be toppled by, 9, 10, 11 candidates running against him. We'll talk about that coming up. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.